Namaste. And welcome to this Satsang intensive. So I wanted to start off this intensive from the right place, from the end, you know, to start from the end of the journey and then fill in the blanks along the way, because it's a much more, you probably noticed I always go straight to the root of it, and to start from what you already are, which is the Buddha nature, which is the real self, the noumenon, whatever you want to call it. It's also known as you, your name. So it serves us to start from this right place. And if we orient ourselves, our awakening, our inquiry, our meditation, everything that we do, including this intensive, our life in general, from the knowing, however deep it's gone so far for you, is perfect for today. The knowingness of what you really are is going to then fuel the rest of your awakening much, much smoother. There is a mantra kind of in some part of Buddhism, and I can't remember exactly which is always being and always becoming, always the actual mantra is going, gone beyond. Always being, always becoming. And it really points to the essence of what you actually are. And to come to understand what you really are fully is going to orient your awakening, the deepening of it, make it much easier. And I really want to talk about that in this time. I want to use this first session to really start us off on the right foot. Because there is two aspects to yourself. They're not really two, but there seems to be. And along the pathway, we'll experience these two aspects very, very differently. So it's important to be standing in the right place for your awakening. There is one part of you that is already absolutely perfect. And that is an unmanifest, intangible self that you are. It is formless. It's everywhere. It is that which creates the universe, every universe that's come and gone, and all the ones that are happening now. And it's immense. Your beingness is immense, and already it is the totality. It can never get any better. It's got no idea of change or becoming or anything like that. It can't be unworthy. It can't be lacking. It can't suffer. It can't die. It never gets hungry, never is ill, it never gets any older, it is outside of time. Time is happening inside it. And to fully embrace what you are, we must also appreciate how that absolute beingness that you are is appearing. And it is appearing as the second aspect, not different to. The second and the first aspect aren't different to. You could think of them as two sides of the coin. So most of the time you will be experiencing just being, but there will be this becomingness that is the other side of the coin, which embraces everything that you are as a human being, your world, and the universe in general. And these two seem to be opposites along the pathway. At first we come to awakening, before awakening, we are only interested in the becomingness, the someoneness, the unfolding evolution of ourself through time and space. And then that gets a little bit too tight. So we end up on some form of awakening, And to do that, we then embrace that part of us that's just being and isn't changing, as we said before. We let go of the manifest and we focusing on the formless unmanifest. And we say, this is what I am. I thought I was that, but now I'm this. And that's great for a while, but then as we begin to deepen in that, to fully embrace what that is, we must also re-include all the manifestation, everything about ourselves, the entire way that the unmanifest self is appearing as you, as your humanity, as your life, as your relationships, as your awakening, all of it. So at first, we are unaware of the beingness and we're just the becoming. And then we notice the beingness and we tend to, almost everyone rejects the becomingness. And then it has to be at some point, some coming back together to realize all the evolution, all the change, all the growth. Your body is changing constantly. Your mind is changing. Your emotions are changing. Your world is changing. The universe itself is constantly changing. And this must be re-embraced as the fullness of what it means, that the becomingness is kind of arising out of, but not different to or separate than or from that which is just being. And it seems like a paradox from the mind, but from the real self, there are these two aspects which complement each other completely. So where do we orient ourselves from? If we recognize we're focused on the becoming, we'll be drawn towards the formlessness. If we realize we're identifying only as formlessness and excluding form, there'll be this pull to re-embrace everything and to bring it back in. There is only the formlessness, but it can appear as form or formlessness. We cannot exclude anything at all from our self-definition in the end. And it's easier not to define yourself at all. That which is just being and appearing as all of this universe is not able to define itself. Only a human being would do that. Only the form of a human being would do that. In no other species at all does it have any capability, the self, to define what it actually is. And of course, those are useful stages. You know, I'm not that, I am this. But then any self-definition at all is going to limit you in the end. And in the end, there is this wonderful re-embracing, which, you know, the end can be today, right now as I'm speaking. It doesn't have to be some point in the future. In the end, there is this re-embracing of all that makes you you and all that is you, which is that all of the manifestation that ever was, is, and will be, is you also. It's a lot to get your head around that. You don't have to know what that is. Just that there is this part of you that's always just being and unchanging. So there's that part of us that just is. Awareness isn't changing. Silence isn't moving and isn't becoming. The noumenon itself isn't trying to get somewhere at all. Yet it can also appear as someone trying to get somewhere, someone trying to wake up. And this constant unfolding of evolution and becomingness that seems to be happening in time and space. So where is the correct place to orient ourselves from in that? Which one is it, the being or the becoming? Well, I would suggest the absolute, which is both. And the absolute reality includes both of these seamlessly. To not choose either one of those, automatically you'll be at ease with both. And more importantly, your becomingness, your pathway, your deepening, your work in progress of your humanity and your life, that's always going to be upgrading itself constantly, will be happening against this background of unchangingness, stability, of reliable, solid ground. And perhaps more importantly, you will be viewing your becomingness, your humanness, your awakening from that place of already so. If we're viewing it from the egoic sense of self, if it's looking from that place at the becomingness, then it's going to be constantly judging that we're not there yet. It's going to be constantly looking at this work in progress, this unfoldingness, and projecting forward to some point in the future where our mind says, when you get to be this, when you feel this way, when this stops happening in your life, when this stops happening inside, when this starts happening, like peace and love and joy, then you'll be there. But there is another option. Peace is available right now in this moment. If you orient yourself from a place of not knowing which one of these you are, or even that they're different, the beingness and the becomingness, just like a perfume arises out of a flower and the flower blossoms, perfume isn't really separate to the flower, it's dependent upon the flower. And so is the becomingness, the evolution, the unfolding, dependent on and the same thing as this absolute beingness. So if we anchor our identity in that which doesn't want to decide and isn't capable even of deciding what we are, and it's a beautiful mystery. Am I being or am I becoming? Yes. You know, I don't even want to answer that question. I don't care to find out what I am here. I just want to experience all of it, the allness of it, from a place where I can't exclude anything. I can show up as anything, and I'm also that formless space in which it's all arising. So identity is what's going to make you free in this moment. What are you identifying as? There are three places in our awakening where our identity firmly lodges. And the first two are extremely painful. First one is, I am a human being evolving through my life. And what I mean by identity, by the way, is a deep, profound knowingness of what you actually are, what you are certain of. So much so that even if the Buddha turned up in front of you, or Christ, or Krishna, you just wouldn't allow them to change that conviction, anything they said at all. So most of humanity is convinced they are this separate being moving around in time and space, and that's where we all start this journey from. The second identity is that I am coming back home. I'm waking up to the self. I am in the process of moving from my old idea of myself to this new realization of what I am. So I thought I was the becomingness, and now I recognize I am the beingness. And it will feel like you're in transition. It'll feel like you're evolving still. It will feel like you're changing. It will feel like you're deepening in your realization that you're changing still. Very subtle, this one. And that you're getting closer and closer with every satsang, every intensive, every retreat, every book, every YouTube video, getting closer to this point where I'm home, where I never dream again, where I never imagine any separation again, where no thoughts go through my mind that can cause me to suffer. And it's hugely popular identity in spiritual seekers. But there is this third and final place, which is really the only true one, which I would suggest you move to as soon as possible, which is that I am that noumenon. I am the self. I always was. There absolutely never was any separation. And it was only my imagination, and it's never been so. And you can prove this to yourself right now. This isn't some, I've got to become this absolute conviction. Right now, if you look for where you are, the someoneness that we're trying to get rid of, get away from in this second identity, you know, going more over this way, I'm like 70% now over here. And hoping after this intensive, I'll be like 99% or even 100. Or if you're anything like I was, I'm going to be 150%, you know. So I'm over here and I started off over there and I'm making progress. There's less and less thoughts that cause suffering. There's less and less suffering. There's less and less negative emotion. You could actually just stop right now and check and see if you really are a separate being that's evolving and unfolding. Can you find yourself when you actually search your beingness? Are you an object? Are you a someone? Are you actually trying to get somewhere, even this beingness? And when you look, you won't find anything like that. You'll find you, but not in the way that you think. You'll be formless and timeless and insubstantial. And all this substantiality is appearing inside you. Some parts of you are visible, but the first and foremost aspect of you is invisible and intangible. And if you cannot find a someone in this moment that is you, an object, an egoic sense of self, a person, you'll find a body, you'll find thoughts, you'll find emotions, but someone to whom all those belong, my body, my thoughts, my emotions. If you cannot find a someone in this moment, it's never been there, ever, ever. And when I realized this, it was the most beautiful shock of my entire existence, that I've made the whole thing up. The story of me and my awakening, it is the best and final chapter, but it's still in this work of fiction called Me, the Separate Being. And that I've absolutely always been this formless awareness, this infinite, omnipresent, all-knowing. And I was imagining that I was a separate being for all this time. In that moment, this realization that I have never been, if it's not here now, your separate being, it's never ever been here. I've always been this absolute awareness, appearing to be a human being, appearing to be a separate being, but not actually ever really separate. Why is it worthwhile anchoring yourself as this third identity? Because then time stops, change stops for you, suffering stops, death stops, and birth and all the rest that comes in between. And you recognize yourself to be this formless three-dimensional screen in which the story, the movie of your life is playing. The becomingness still continues, but it's happening to nobody in particular. It's just happening and can be completely embraced. And from that point, the becomingness will happen much faster, easier, smoother. And you can enjoy this this movie that's unfolding, which will become much more entertaining. So if there's any sense at all that there's further for you to go, that you're different to how I am in this moment, that you're not where I am in this moment, then you're in identity number two. And you can just stop right now in this moment with a simple choice. If I can't find myself as a someone in this moment, and by the way, this moment is all there is, it's eternal, then I've never, ever been a separate person. There isn't any history in this moment. There's nothing that came before it, and there is nothing, no future that will come after it. So if there's no history at all, no time in the real place, it's just this always nowness that's continuing and has always been, then there never was a time when you could have been a separate being. It just cannot be so. How it is now, in this moment, has to be how it's always been for you. And the implications of that sentence are huge. If you allow them into your heart, if you allow that into your beingness, how I am in this moment, I'm not talking about your physicality, your mind, your emotions. They are all the formless self appearing as those anyway. If I'm formless right now and there isn't a separate being when I look, then it's always been that way. You are the infinite one with this very vivid imagination. You're imagining yourself to have 7.5 billion or 8 billion now, whatever it is, separate existences, and experiencing yourself through all of these bodies. But none of this idea of separation has ever been absolutely true, even though it seems very convincing. Why? Because you are the absolute truth. Any idea that you choose to experience yourself through is going to appear to be absolutely real. But it never was, ever. And when that's allowed into the heart, that should stop you in your tracks. There isn't anything this body or mind can do for the rest of its existence that's going to make me any more me than I am already. It's also going to make you have to admit, even inside, that you are already where I am, and where all the sages have been throughout history, the great avatars that walk this planet. We're having the exact same experience, always being, always becoming. And you can step into this identity now and never ever go back. Even if you imagine, even if you identify with mind for a moment, from this third identity of the absolute beingness, it doesn't mean anything. For a moment, I imagined I was a separate being again, but I know with utter conviction I never was. So what if I snooze for 5 minutes, or 5 hours, or 5 days, or 500 lifetimes, imaginary lifetimes, or 5,000, or 8.5 billion? So what does it matter to the infinite one? What does it matter if you fall asleep for a little while from this absolute conviction? If you start believing thoughts and have some horrible negative emotion and this dark cloud and experience comes, are you actually changed in that moment? Has anything occurred to you, the infinite one? Or is there just different thoughts here and different emotions here? So you will not be able to suffer as this third identity. I say third, but it's really the first and the only one, because you never were the other two, by the way. And that's the fullness, the seeing, that I will continue to appear as all of these forms, including the one that you're listening to this in right now. And I will always be this infinite beingness that's not changing, always being, always becoming. And those two are just beautifully interlaced and never ever in conflict. Only from the idea that I am this form, or the idea that I am the formlessness only, excluding form, will you have a conflict with that always being, always becoming. From the first identity, identifying as the form, you will be constantly unworthy, never ever arriving at the person you want to be. It's impossible, because you're looking to try to get to some future moment where you measure up to the mark. This future moment just does not exist. And from the identity of I am the formlessness only, and we're excluding my humanity, pushing it away, I'm going to feel deeply divided. And I will still be scared, because the form is other than me. There's something to be scared of. There'll still be this core division. The ultimate experience is that I don't know what I am. In my beingness, I'm indescribable and infinite and everywhere all the time and unchanging. And in my becomingness, I never know what I'm going to look like in this next moment. I can only know how I'm appearing in this right now here. What I look like now is going to change. This planet, this universe, this body, all of it is going to be constantly in change, always moving towards more, always moving towards deeper, against this background of absolutely nothing ever happened at all. You just spend a few moments even contemplating what it means that you can't find a separate being right now. It means it never ever was there. For me, everything changed, but nothing changed when I took this into my own heart, when I took this seeing. If I am not a separate being now, I never, ever have been. Everything that's happened to me as a separate being, all of these lifetimes I think I've had, all of it, including this one, are imagined, and you're already free, already. So free that we can play with imagining that we're bound, that we're stuck. And so free that we can play with the becomingness and enjoy it from the place of it not being somewhere I have to get to. You'll have this body for a while and it will continue to improve its life experience through the body, through this body. When this body drops, there are 7.5 billion other ones it's still experiencing it through, itself through, and all the other forms on this planet, sentient and insentient, and whatever comes after human beings, more evolved species, is always moving towards more. Can never get to the end of that. And it can be enjoyed from the place of already completeness, already perfect, already whole. There is nothing that can happen to your mind, to your body, to your life, to your experience. Nothing that can change in those things that's going to make you any more the self than you are right now as you're hearing these words. If you take that inside completely, drink it deeply inside, then you'll stop trying to get something out of all of this and you'll just be able to enjoy it. You'll have this sense of completion, of being this wonderful, both sides of this coin, being and becoming, that they are one. That when I look through a form, I'll have this sense of becoming and moving towards and being, and ever unfolding like a flower that can never, ever get to the end of its opening. What if there was an infinite flower that could never fully blossom? It was always perfectly opening, always. That is your life right now. So I think it's important that we start this intensive from the correct place, from the best place. Not best because it's saying I'm better than all the other identities. The first two identities are including inside its wholeness. It really doesn't have a problem with anything at all. And it doesn't see awakening or, you know, enlightened or unenlightened. It doesn't have any of that stuff inside it. It can appear as a human being that feels it's unenlightened or enlightened. Neither of those are true. It's best and easiest just to ditch all self definition right now, to not know at all. It's the simplest and the most beautiful experience a human being can have. I don't know I'm there yet, and I certainly don't know I'm not there yet. And I don't even know if there's anywhere to go. I'm just going to see how I feel when I let go of that.